This is an SBS radio podcast. Settlement Guide. Information, issues and stories about living in Australia.
Mental illness is the third highest cause of burden of disease in Australia after cancer and cardiovascular disease. Yet some migrant communities only use mental health services at a very low rate. Limited knowledge about the available services, cultural stigma and language barriers often turn them away from seeking help. Almost 4 million Australians are being diagnosed with mental illness each year. However, mental health research shows that people from culturally and linguistically diverse communities are less likely to access specialist services than others. Head of the Global and Cultural Mental Health Unit at Melbourne University, Professor Harry Minnis, says there are multiple barriers stopping people to seek mental health help.
So a very clear example is that interpreters are not readily available. So for people whose English is not fluent, it can be very difficult to communicate, and that can be a barrier to both actually accessing mental health help and also a barrier to the quality of mental health help that can be provided when there are communication problems.
He says religious and cultural beliefs can create further problems.
The level of stigma and shame attached to mental illness can be very high, particularly in some communities. So families may be reluctant to acknowledge that a family member has a mental health problem because they're concerned about the implications of acknowledging this, and therefore keep the problem to themselves and may be very reluctant to seek outside mental health help.
Sometimes it's also a question of not knowing where to find help. Professor Minnis says while there is good general information about mental health services, it is not always available in community languages. He says general practitioners should be the first point of contact for everyone.
GPs are much better trained in mental health than they were 10 or 20 years ago. Many of them have had continuing education in both diagnosis and treatment, particularly of the more common mental illnesses such as depression and anxiety. And very often the problems can be dealt with at the level of the GP and can be dealt with very effectively.
GPs provide support, brief counselling and can prescribe medication. They can draw up a mental health treatment plan so patients get a Medicare rebate for 10 psychological treatments. Under the treatment plan means patients do not have to pay up front. The Australian Institute of Health and Welfare data shows that in 2013-2014, over 9 million services on mental health help went through the Medicare benefit schedule. Professor Minnis says GPs can also refer people to a mental health specialist, such as a psychologist or psychiatrist.
So they may be able, for example, to see a psychologist who works in the GP practice. They may be better to be referred to a psychiatrist for both diagnosis of more complex and difficult cases and also for more complex treatment. So in the first instance, the first port of call should generally be a GP. And in that way, I think the person can get very good information about what sort of direction to follow in dealing with the problem they have.
Beyond Blue Support Service outlines how different health professionals can assist. Clinical psychologists specialise in the assessment, diagnosis and treatment of mental health problems. Many other psychologists, such as counselling and educational and developmental psychologists, can also assist someone with depression or anxiety. No referral is required to see a psychologist. People can book directly. However, to utilise bulk billing or access Allied Psychological Services, ATAPS programs, patients must have a mental health treatment plan from a GP. Some private health insurances may cover part of specialists' or psychologists' fees. The head of Mental Health Australia, Frank Quinlan, says specialists from multicultural backgrounds are always in demand. He says mental health providers should be ready to exert a special approach to new arrivals.
we need to be very clear about recognising that people who are coming from a refugee background and who have lived through possibly some awful experiences, both in their own countries of origin, but also in the tortuous journeys they may have taken to Australia, will perhaps be experiencing particular trauma and particular mental health challenges. And so I think we need to ensure that we're well geared up to be delivering in particular trauma-aware services that people will be able to draw and experience in a way, again, recognising the cultural diversity of how that might be experienced by people.
Torture and trauma survivors are often referred to STARS, which is the Survivors of Torture and Trauma Assistance and Rehabilitation Service. When hospital admission is required, a psychiatrist will be in charge of the person's treatment. Psychiatrists are doctors who have undergone further training to specialise in the assessment, diagnosis and treatment of mental health problems. Referral is needed from a GP to see a psychiatrist and to claim Medicare rebates. Professor Minnis says it's difficult for a lot of communities to navigate the complex Australian mental health care system.
In general, access to private specialist mental health care requires referrals from a general practitioner, but it is possible to get direct access to community mental health centres, for example, in the community, where it's not necessary to go through a GP. You can go directly to a community mental health centre and so on.
In Australia, there are legal requirements to provide information in the language the person understands. Dr. Minnis says that's not always available due to inadequate funds to employ sufficient interpreters and translators, which can lead to incorrect assessments. He says common language is essential in responding to any mental health problems.
In the area of mental health and psychiatry, communication is absolutely critical. Of course, it's important in every aspect of medicine, but in psychiatry in particular, communication is the primary instrument both for assessment of the nature of the problem and also for the treatments that are going to be effective. So a lot more attention needs to be given to the issue of the quality of the communication.
Professor Minnis says while the number of bilingual mental health care specialists is increasing in Australia, some recently arrived communities lack access to properly trained interpreters.
There are not so many professionals who are fluently bilingual, at least in the mental health area, and it can be very difficult for people to find somebody who speaks their own language and who has the appropriate skills. That situation creates many difficulties. It can lead to incorrect assessments about what the nature of the problem is. There are frequently misunderstandings about what is being recommended in terms of treatment and what will be most effective in dealing with the problem.
Often, people have difficulty finding the right mental health help. Mr. Quinlan says people should keep searching for the right medical professional.
That if they don't get the sort of service and support that they need when they first reach out for help, to please try and reach out again and to reach out to different places and to investigate different resources, because there is help available. There are people about who are ready, willing and able to provide assistance. And the fact that you didn't find that person the first time doesn't mean that you won't find the help that you need in the long run.
Medicare rebates include services from psychiatrists, psychologists, clinical psychologists, social workers and occupational therapists. It's under a government program called the Better Access to Psychiatrists, Psychologists and General Practitioners through the Medicare Benefit Schedule Better Access Initiative. For more information about mental health initiatives, visit health.gov.au or dss.gov.au. Report produced by Ildiko Dauda and Olga Klepova. For SBS Radio, I'm Margarita Vasileva.
This was an SBS Radio podcast. For more settlement guide stories, visit sbs.com.au/radio.